Hey everyone, Jake Carter here, and welcome back to Social Media Detox, Real Life Recovery. Today, we're diving into something pretty powerful, the art of letting go. Ever feel like your life's a cluttered closet? You know, that space crammed with things you don't even wear anymore, just taking up valuable room? Well, our minds and hearts can be just as messy. We hold on to grudges, anxieties, past hurts, limiting beliefs, all these things that weigh us down, folks. It's time to clear the clutter and make space for what truly matters. Now, I'm not talking about becoming some Zen master overnight or forgetting your experiences entirely. This is about consciously choosing to release what no longer serves you, making room for growth, joy, and a whole lot more lightness in your life. So, how do we actually do this? Let's break it down into five key takeaways. First off, awareness is everything. Before you can let go of something, you gotta know it's there, right? Start paying attention to those thoughts, feelings, and habits that leave you feeling drained or stuck. You know that nagging voice telling you you're not good enough? The anger you hold onto from that argument last week? Those are red flags, my friends. Recognizing these patterns is the first step towards breaking free. Second, it's okay to grieve. Letting go doesn't mean erasing something important. It means acknowledging its value and moving on with respect. You might feel sadness, anger, even a sense of loss as you release certain things. Don't try to bottle those emotions up. Allow yourself to feel them, process them, and eventually, let them pass. Think of it like saying goodbye to an old friend. There's sadness, but also gratitude for the memories and lessons learned. Third, practice self-compassion. This journey isn't always easy, folks. You're going to have moments where you slip back into old patterns or struggle to let go. That's perfectly normal. Treat yourself with the same kindness and understanding that you would offer a friend going through a similar experience. Remember, progress is not linear. It's about taking small steps forward every day. Fourth, focus on what serves you. Instead of dwelling on what you're letting go of, shift your attention to what you're bringing into your life. Cultivate new habits, pursue passions, connect with people who uplift you. Filling that void with positive energy will make the process of releasing much smoother. And finally, don't be afraid to seek support. You don't have to go through this alone. Talk to a trusted friend, family member, therapist, or even join a support group. Sharing your experiences and connecting with others who understand can be incredibly powerful. Let me tell you about Sarah, a brilliant young woman I met at a workshop recently. Sarah was carrying around so much baggage from a past relationship, hurt, anger, resentment, all these heavy emotions that were preventing her from moving forward. She realized she needed to let go, but it felt impossible. So she started journaling, writing down all those feelings and then visualizing them as leaves floating away on a stream. She also joined a support group where she could share her story and connect with others who understood her pain. Sarah's journey wasn't easy, but she kept practicing self-compassion, focusing on the positive aspects of her life, and seeking support when she needed it. Now, she's finally free from those old wounds and is thriving in a new chapter filled with joy and fulfillment. See? Letting go can be transformative. So remember, friends, releasing what no longer serves you isn't about forgetting the past. It's about making space for a brighter future. It's about choosing to live with lightness, intention, and a whole lot of love. And that brings us to the end of today's episode. I hope this has inspired you to start your own journey of letting go. Remember, you are capable of incredible things when you release the weight of the past and embrace the possibilities that lie ahead. Want to share your thoughts? Leave a comment on our website or tag us on social media. And as always, remember, you've got this. See you in the next episode for more real-life recovery tips and tricks.
Created with AI magic to deliver your daily dose of positivity, tap that review button if this show brightens your day.